Golf is in the Valley today. The LIV Golf Tour makes its stop at Las Vegas Country Club. John Rahm's the odds-on favorite at 4.5-1. The first group scheduled to tee off at 10:15 this morning. And the LA Lakers host the Denver Nuggets tonight. Catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9. The Bomb coverage starts at 6:45.
The biggest sports report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting NevadaPolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Still clearing up a pair of accidents on the Beltway in the Northwest Valley at 215 eastbound before Aliante and also 215 southbound after Lone Mountain. That was in the middle lane last we checked there. Moving along safely, though, on I-15 and 95 and Summerlin Parkway. On the surface streets, watch the east side intersection of Sahara and Joe W. Brown. Still working a wreck in the northwest at the intersection of Craig and Durango, too. Rain clouds gone. They will leave us with mostly sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the low 50s. It's 41 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Watch the news locally or nationally, and you can tell very quickly that we've got a crime crisis in America. You look at what happened in New York City, the two cops beat up by a bunch of illegals. That has got to stop. I had a chance earlier to visit with Zach Smith. He is the legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and I asked him, how serious is this uptick in crime? When did it actually begin?
Yeah, look, this crime uptick is very, very serious, particularly if you look at the increase in violent crimes, things like shootings and homicides. And if you listen to a lot of folks on the left, they want you to believe this is a result of COVID or a result of the lockdowns that happened. And that's just not true, because if you look in certain cities like Philadelphia, for example, where left-wing radical politicians, particularly radical rogue prosecutors, were put into office, crime started increasing under their watch long before COVID. And unfortunately today, crime in many of those cities remains much too high.
I want to ask you, because you and Cully Stimson did a really great job in an op-ed piece going city by city, major American cities like Los Angeles and Chicago and other cities, and you chronicle the rise, the uptick, the rise in crime. Any one common thread that runs through all of them?
Yeah, there are a couple. You know, unfortunately, many of these cities adopted soft on crime policies long before the pandemic. They adopted policies such as defund the police. They've put handcuffs on their police officers in terms of their ability to go out and proactively police in their communities. Many of their police departments are grossly understaffed. And then again, each of those cities, LA, Chicago, Philadelphia, have rogue prosecutors in office who are refusing to prosecute crimes that the police do make arrests for. And so when you put it in that context and look at kind of that toxic trio of defunding the police, demoralizing the police, and then having a rogue prosecutor that refuses to do his or her job, it shouldn't come as a surprise that crime rates are very, very high.
Again, Zach Smith, the legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, joining us. What did you think when you saw that horrific video of two New York City cops being beaten up by a gang of thugs, illegal immigrants? What did you think when you saw that?
Shameful. It's shameful, and I'm outraged by it. And I'm even more outraged, Kevin, because those illegal aliens who came into our country illegally, committed crimes, were released on bail shortly after attacking those New York City police officers. Now, think about the absurdity of that, Kevin. The two purposes of bail are typically designed to make sure that someone's going to show up for future court dates and to make sure that if someone is released, they're not going to pose a danger to themselves or other members of the community.
We've talked a lot just in the last few minutes about the current surge in crime, but overall, over the last 20, 30 years, crime has actually come down, has it not?
Yeah, it has. And part of the reason crime has been trending down until the last several years is because communities engaged in common sense proactive practices that allowed police to go out and make arrests for crimes and then prosecutors who would follow through and prosecute those offenders. I mean, think back to the early 1990s in New York City with Bill Bratton and Rudy Giuliani, where they engaged in broken window policing. They enforced the small things so that they didn't steamroll into larger and larger issues. And unfortunately, I think too many cities, too many politicians have become complacent and have gotten away from that common sense approach that we know works to bring down violent crime rates.
Now, this has all happened with citizens being an eyewitness to all of this violence and the robberies and it's horrible. But what do people think? I mean, what do citizens? I mean, this is happening right in front of their own eyes.
Yeah, well, if you listen to many folks on the left, they'll tell you, don't believe your lying eyes, that crime actually isn't that big of a problem, and that's actually coming down over the past several years. And I think there are a few important points to make to push back against that. One, unfortunately, national crime level data is notoriously unreliable. Many cities don't report their data to the FBI. Some of the biggest cities with the highest violent crime rates don't report their data. So that data tends to be skewed. The other thing to keep in mind is that national and even state level crime rates don't really tell us much. Crime tends, by and large, to be a highly localized phenomenon. And so I'll give you an example. In the state of Illinois, it has an extremely high murder rate if you look at the state level data. But guess what? If you take Chicago and Cook County, Illinois out of the equation, Illinois' murder rate falls by 50%, more than 50%. Because most murders in the state are concentrated in the city of Chicago. And so if you really want to understand what's happening, look at the local city, county level crime data, even at certain neighborhoods within those counties and communities, because that's really going to give you a better picture of how crime is trending. And unfortunately, if you look at cities like Philadelphia, Chicago, LA, many that we talked about in our articles, the data does not look very good.
Zach Smith is a smart, smart dude when it comes to legal stuff. And that's why you ought to check this out at heritage.org. You'll get the very latest on what's going on. Zach Smith, the legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. That is just about going to do it. Let's see. The Knights in Arizona, they'll take on Arizona coming up at 6 o'clock. And we've got caucuses. Make sure you take a neighbor out to go caucus, would you please? This is vitally important. And, of course, tomorrow we'll be counting up the votes and giving you the results beginning at 6:05. So until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next. Go, Knights, go.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Smoky Pig Barbecue, 725-777-3988. Make the big game in Las Vegas a special event with Smoky Pig Barbecue. We have special tailgate packages for any size event. And best of all, you know your guests will love it. Smoky Pig Barbecue, 725-777-3988. Why stress yourself during the game? You can just sit back, relax, and watch the game with your guests. Smoky Pig Barbecue, 725-777-3988. Or online at SmokyPigBarbecue.com. We got you covered.
At Meineke, doing car care right means their Meineke certified technicians fix whatever your car needs. We fix it right and back it up with our nationwide warranties. Brakes? They do that. Tires? Yep, they do that. Engine repairs, air conditioning, tune-ups, suspension, alignments, oil changes, Meineke does it all. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment. Each Meineke is independently owned and operated. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Thursday, February 8th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Helicopter crash in California. Militia leader killed. Sports mega bundle. Guns in school. And the 50th anniversary of a classic. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, a Marine helicopter crashed in Southern California on its way from an Air Force base outside of L.A. to San Diego. The Super Stallion helicopter was reported overdue late on Tuesday. Searchers combed through difficult and muddy terrain after a lot of rain the last week. It was snowing during the search. At the time of the crash, winds were gusting up to 20 miles per hour. These Stallions have been involved in a few crashes recently. In 2016, 12 Marines were killed when two collided during a training exercise in Hawaii. That was pilot error. In 2018, four were killed when one crashed outside San Diego again. And one crash in 2014, 25 Marines and sailors survived when it tried to land on a ship and crashed into the ocean. Five Marines were on board this helicopter. The U.S. has killed the leader of one of the Iran-backed militia groups in Iraq. The individual targeted was a commander who was in charge of operations in Syria. They claim that this is one of the people in charge of that strike that killed three of our soldiers in Jordan. So far, these Iranian-backed militias have led 168 attacks against Americans. They've killed three, very seriously injured 11, and injured 132 others. It's been announced that Disney, which owns ESPN, Warner Brothers Discovery, and Fox have joined forces for a single sports streaming service. It doesn't include NBC Universal and Paramount, which is CBS. No one's sure exactly what this means yet, and no word yet on what this bundle will cost. Word is that it will be over $40 a month. A bill in Nebraska is moving forward that would allow teachers and other school staff to be armed in school. The state senator who sponsored the bill said that Nebraska is very rural and there could be long response times for police. As we learned with Uvalde, even a quick response time doesn't guarantee much. Right now, 28 states allow teachers or staff to be armed. Yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the release in theaters of Blazing Saddles. So this is your friendly reminder, perhaps it's been a while since you've seen it. Mel Brooks was reflecting on the making of this movie. He said, quote, "I said to all the writers, look, fellas, don't worry. This movie will never get released. Never. Warner Brothers will see it and they'll say, let's bury it. So let's go nuts. Let's write things that we would never dare to write. And we did. I'm surprised it's still even allowed to be viewed." Came out 50 years ago yesterday. I'm Mike Slater from Politics by Faith. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Our freedom should never be taken for granted. They must be cherished, protected, and defended. When corporations pander to the liberal agenda, they must be punished. When corporations stand up for conservative values, they should be supported. This brings me to Freedom to All, the bottled water company that proudly represents us. They have hilarious sayings on each bottle like, "This water ain't woke," and "Bottled with liberal tears." Use the code BILL for a 15% discount and subscribe to Freedom 2.0. We must never discount freedom, but we can discount water as long as you use the code BILL. Please visit freedom20.com to order now. That's freedom, the number two, the letter O, .com. Freedom20.com. Use code BILL for 15% off.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, Senator Mitch McConnell will be 82 years old in a few days, and it is time for him to go. The Senate minority leader is out of touch with Republican voters and is doing his party serious damage. The turtle, as he is called, got behind the clumsy border bill, which quickly blew up in Congress because it really didn't solve anything. Even a real turtle should have known that, but McConnell did not. Full disclosure, after Kate Steinle was killed by a criminal migrant who was deported five times before he took Kate's life, I drew up Kate's Law, which would have incarcerated any foreign national who defied deportation, put them in a penitentiary for 5 years. Well, McConnell refused to put that up for a standalone bill in the Senate. So it died, just like Kate. I knew then exactly what kind of guy Mitch McConnell is. That law, Kate's Law, would have saved thousands of lives. If Republican senators do not remove him from a leadership position, the party will continue to suffer. Right now, according to the polls, Americans have a very poor opinion of the GOP. Republicans need youth, energy, perspective, not hibernating turtles. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. We got Chris, concierge member. Thank you, Chris. Once again, the insane GOP failed to stick together on impeachment. Democrats did it twice to Trump by showing solidarity. Okay, we went over it, but you're absolutely correct. George, concierge member, most migrants aren't terrible people, Bill O'Reilly. I'm not sure when he counted them and separated the good from the terrible, but how good are they when the first thing they do when they get here is knowingly break the law? What do you mean? If you were a poor man with five kids in Mexico or Guatemala or wherever, you wouldn't try to come here? I would. 10% of every group are evil. That's what we're looking at with the migrants. I don't blame the migrants. Al, the so-called border bill is a joke. It's designed to ensure a constant flow of 5,000 illegals across our border daily. You're absolutely right. That's what it's designed to do. It's so insane. Anthony Indelcato, Brooklyn, New York. Joe Biden does not enforce any existing immigration laws. There's no reason to believe he would enforce any new immigration laws. Excellent point, Anthony. You know, I like that Brooklyn. Very concise. Why would he enforce the new bill? Debbie Woodburn, Valparaiso, Nebraska. What is the total number of aliens the U.S. is trying to absorb fees house, combining illegal and legal? Impossible to say because we don't have a head count on the illegal. But we do admit 1 million foreign nationals for green cards every year. But we knew that. A little bit more than a million now. Michael Hawkins, Orlando, Florida. I'm a regular listener, but maybe I missed your take on why the U.S. does not hold Mexico responsible for all the illegal immigration chaos, because Biden wants the migrants here. In a moment, something you might not know. It's time to start taking care of your liver now. Data from the American Heart Association shows adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation reports that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Not good. When you throw bad things like alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, and more at your liver, it's no wonder it becomes sluggish and fatty. Your liver has been helping you with many key functions every day for your life. And it's time you help your liver now. Liver Health Formula is an all-natural supplement with clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect. Try Liver Health Formula. Receive a free bottle of nano-powered omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Please go to getliverhelp.com/bill. That's getliverhelp.com/bill.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on After Close the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to After Close the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 81 years ago today, American forces secured a strategic island in the South Pacific. The Japanese withdrawal ended one of the bloodiest campaigns of World War II and spelled doom for Tokyo. Here is the story of Guadalcanal. The Empire of Japan invaded the Solomon Islands in July 1942. And began constructing a major airfield on Guadalcanal, a 50-mile stretch of hills, beaches, and dense jungle. The base would allow Japanese bombers to hit targets in Australia, New Zealand, and New Guinea. In August, U.S. Marines launched an amphibious assault on the island. A fleet of Japanese cruisers and destroyers engaged the Americans, Tokyo deploying thousands of additional troops to defend the territory. Well, the battle dragged on for 6 months. On February 8, 1943, Japan abandoned Guadalcanal. In total, 24,000 Japanese troops and 7,000 American military were killed. The battle was a turning point in World War II. The Allied victory ended Japan's dominance in the Pacific and advance the approach towards Tokyo. And here's something else you might not know. While most missions are fought on air, land, or sea, the campaign to secure Guadalcanal was the first operation to include every branch of the U.S. military. Army, Air Force, then a division of the Army, Navy, Marines, and the Coast Guard all were deployed in the battle. Ships clashed in the straits around the island. Planes strafed enemy troops. The Army and Marines fought for every inch of territory. The Coast Guard patrolled the shoreline to stop enemy reinforcements. For more incredible stories about America's quest to vanquish the Empire of Japan, please check out my book, Killing the Rising Sun. You will like it. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call Car Shield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking at...
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.